Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Sue Matters. While programs and operations in Warm Springs are adjusting to a new normal of social distancing and focus on prevention against the coronavirus, facility issues this week have altered routine even more. The Warm Springs Tribal Administration Building is open for business again today. That's following 2 days of closure to allow for pest control work. The Warm Springs Family Resource Center has sustained water damage and is closed until further notice. Programs from that building will be relocated to other space in the campus area. That includes Tribal Human Services admin, library staff, community health education, and social security assistance. The Warm Springs DHS office had already closed and is referring folks to the Madras office for assistance. Currently, there are not any cases of coronavirus in Warm Springs, Jefferson County, or Wasco County. Three individuals in Warm Springs have been tested, with two of those tests returning as negative and one test pending results. In a statement from the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs yesterday, it made clear that notification will be given to the community as test results come back. Indian Head Casino has voluntarily suspended all operations at Indian Head Casino for 15 days. That includes the casino and both the Cottonwood Restaurant and the Thule Grill. The Plateau Travel Plaza's Three Teepees Cafe will be serving to-go orders only, with other Plateau Travel Plaza operations remaining in place for fuel service, propane, gaming room, and retail operations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In the interest of public health and safety, the Siletz Tribe closed the Chinook Winds Casino and Golf Course on Tuesday this week. The Chinook Winds Hotel closed yesterday. The closures will be effective through the end of March. The Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde closed Spirit Mountain Casino yesterday until April 1st. The Coquille Tribe has closed the Mill Casino, Hotel, and RV Park for 7 days starting today. Wild Horse Resort and Casino closes at noon today until April 8th. The Tower Hotel will continue to operate with limitations, but the Courtyard Hotel will not be available. The Children's Entertainment Center, Arcade, Sports Bar, and Lobby Bar are part of the closure. Wild Horse Golf Course, Arrowhead Travel Plaza, Mission Market, Hamley & Company, and Golf Course at Birch Creek will remain open, and all food service is limited to takeout only. The Klamath Tribes have temporarily closed gaming operations at Klamoya Casino and have limited services at the Peak to Peak restaurant. The Crater Lake Junction Travel Center is open, but deli food services are limited to carry out. The Sleep Inn Hotel remains open for reservations. The Coos Lower Umpqua Siuxla Indians announced their Three Rivers Casino has shut down gaming, restaurants, and hotel operations until April 1st. And the Yakima Nation announced their Legends Casino Hotel will be closed for the next 2 weeks. The closure includes the entire Legends Casino Hotel grounds, meaning the casino, hotel, food outlets, event center, and childcare building. With Oregon schools closed through April 28th to help slow the spread of COVID-19, the Jefferson County 509J School District yesterday acknowledged this stressful time for families as everyone is navigating this challenge. 509J administrative teams are working to develop a comprehensive program that will allow students to continue their educational experience throughout the closure. Specific details are still forthcoming. At the same time, grab-and-go meal service will continue today and tomorrow. Next week would have been spring break, and so there will be no meal service. However, it will start back up on March 30th and run until school is back in session. The meals are for breakfast and lunch at summer meal program sites at the Warm Springs K-3 Academy, Madras High School, Bridges High School, and Metolius Elementary. The Oregon School Activities Association has extended the suspension of interscholastic practices and contests for sports and activities for all member schools through April 28th. Today is the first day of spring, the spring equinox. Weather-wise, sunshine today with a high in the 50s. Clear skies tonight with a low around 30 degrees, sunny and 61 for tomorrow. I'm Sue Matters reporting for KWSO News.